Zvachim per ches mishna zayin 8-7 more blood getting mixed up with other blood. Here we have nisarev bedam psulin. The blood from a korban, which is regular kosher blood, gets mixed up with the blood of a pusil, an invalid korban. Those are mixed together. Now the way the bartender learns, we're talking about the blood that came from a offering which became invalid through a, let's say, a wrong thought of chutzlas man or something like that. Those two bloods together. So really, since there's no explicit prohibition of such blood going in the mizbeach, if you would think of it as water, so therefore really should seem that if the ratio is the same, that if it were water, it would still be kosher, you should be able to put the mixture on the mizbeach and have in mind that the pasul blood that doesn't belong there is just there like water. You don't want it there as an offering, you just want it, you know, it's just there part of the mix, so you get the proper blood on. The thing is, the rabbis forbade it. They're afraid that people will come ultimately to put dam psulin on the mizbeach directly for its own sake, and therefore, midrabanan, they said you can't apply such blood mixture on the mizbeach. Instead, yishafech la'ama. It should be poured into the like kind of irrigation canal. In the middle of the azara, there was like a little channel of water that was flowing through that came essentially flowed into the Nachal Kidron Valley down below, and really all the blood that was used in the Korbanos ultimately were washed down there. So we're saying midoraisa would be okay, but midorabanan not. And although the Bartanur understands that we're talking specifically about pasul for something like a machshava that was invalid, since the next Mishnah we'll talk about the blood of a mum getting mixed in, and there we have a specific prohibition from the Torah where the blood of a blemished animal cannot go in the mizbeach, so it's be more strict. The Bartanura seems to be learning that what about if it would be, let's say, the blood of an animal which was like a roveya or a nirva or something, one of these more severe prohibitions of invalidation of an offering, then for sure the Bartanura would learn, although more so you certainly can't put it on, it's like a disgrace to the mizbech, it's like a kol shekein from the mum, the balmum of the next Mishnah. However, Tosionto brings that Rashi learns that the psulin of our Mishnah here is actually the psul of even like a roveya, nirva, and the like. And it seems that the Rambam seems to learn that way as well, it seems. So that means, as we'll see, that's going to be, at least on the rice level, that's how it would be. Now, back inside the Mishnah here, we say, second of all, if you have badam tamsis, if you have oozing blood, the blood that comes out of the animal's neck after you shecht it is really got two varieties, if you will. There's dam ha-nefesh, the blood that is spurts out after the animal is first slaughtered, and that's because it's dying but the heart's still beating. That's the blood you need. But then dam tamsis, this oozing blood, happens after the fact, right? The animal's dead, but there's still, like, if there's blood in the circulatory system, it'll sort of, like, drain out of the veins and arteries, and that's what we're talking about here. The dam tamsis is the draining blood, if you will. So that has no business going on in the mizbeach, but it's not forbidden to put it there, and therefore if you have dam tamsis that gets mixed up with dam hanefesh, so we're going to treat it the same, Tanakhama treats it the same, it's like pusil blood, and therefore ikra din midoraisa, it should be okay as long as the ratio is not too much, but like look at it as water, but nevertheless midorabanan, they're afraid people will come to put a mixture which is majority dam tamsis, and therefore the din is midrabanan yishafech la'ama. That water, that blood also, the mixture of legitimate blood plus dam tamsis blood together should be just poured down into the irrigation channel there. Again, in both these cases, you're going to wait until after sundown, because before that, since mikra din, really, it's permitted to use, you're not going to throw it away yet, but after sundown, you'll put it down the irrigation channel, and that's that, so you won't before then use it. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Machshir, Rabbi Eliezer says, when it comes to dam tamsis, he disagrees there ever was a rabbinic enactment against using a mixture of good kosher blood with dam tamsis. He thinks the concern of offering something that's majority dam tamsis is sort of far-fetched, and the Chazal don't make gezeiras, they don't make rabbinic enactments against like far-fetched things in general, and therefore he says you're allowed to use it. At all events, imlo nimlach v'nasan, if a Kohen didn't ask what to do with his mixture, he just applied it thinking everything's cool, so then, I believe both of these mixtures, I should say, Dom Tamsa's mixture and the Dom Sula mixture. So then kasher, it's effective, meaning that the people who are bringing this korban, the person bringing this korban, he in fact gets kapara. Okay, so it's aser midirabana, but since midirayis, it's kosher for these events, it would, yes, be effective. And again, I said the halacha is like the chachamim, so the evad would be okay, and the halacha seems like the Rama, who would seem even like the more severe psulin, not the balei mumin, but the more severe psulin, if you put it on, it would be after the fact, but the evad effective in the person who had to bring his offering fulfilling his obligation.